Accept, dear love, these shadows of my grief, and let thy pity send me some relief. A captive to thy will I must remain, for thou art only she must ease my pain. Be kind to me as I am kind to thee. Blast not thy fame with cruelty to me, but let thy inward parts be like thy face. Beauty in heart adorns the outward face. Consider how my service hath been bent, continually to gain thy sweet content. Canst thou, my dear, be so obdure to me? Cross unto him that is so true to thee. Defer no time to understand my grief, but with some speed come ease me with relief. Thy beauty rare hath struck my heart so deep, that all my days I mean to wail and weep. Except thou do some favor to me yield, I shall be slain with love in Venus' field. I am so discontent in mind and heart, that neither means nor time can cure my smart. Forget thou not the woe wherein I dwell. My torments do all other griefs excel. Consider well my woeful sable nights, and days I spend away without delights. Grant me thy love to mitigate my pain. Thee like thou shalt receive from me again. So love will we as doth a turtle dove, whose firm affection ever constant prove. Have you respect of this the grief I take, which out of sleep doth sometimes me awake? In dreams I see that which I most desire, but waking sets my senses all on fire. In doleful sort these words I now relate, which makes me think myself unfortunate. To set my heart where I had naught but scorn, which makes me rue the time that I was born. Kill me not in this desperation deep, to think how I neither eat nor drink nor sleep, to think of that which I cannot obtain, the which hath near my heart with sorrow slain. Let tender pity move thy gentle heart, and so from thee my love shall never start. To gain thy love I'll venture life and limb, and for thy sake the ocean I will swim. My life I loathe because my woes increase, therefore my torments cease and me release. Then be not harsh, whereas thou shouldst be kind, but for my love let me no hatred find. Neither deny to grant me this request, nor seek thou not to work me more unrest. For if thou do, the worst share fall to thine. The worst can come, ends but one life of mine. Oh, that thou wouldst but now conceive aright, then would my darkness soon be turned to light. My greatest sorrows should then I destroy, and all my grief and care exchange to joy. Pierce then no deeper to my bleeding heart, the which is ready now for to depart. He still that loves and is not beloved again had better die than still to live in pain. Quench thou the flames of this my burning breast, which for thy sake no time nor tide can rest. My love to thee hath evermore been true, therefore the same see still I have from you. Regard my grief, how still it more exceeds. My life is like the herb that's spoiled with weeds. Amongst the finest wheat the tares do grow, and thou, my love, hath wrought my overthrow. Sweet love, now take on me thy friendsome care. Regard this grief that still lives in despair. Of thy true love, which is more dear than gold, my griefs are more than numbers can be told. Too long I have lived, and yet too late repent, for why the glory of my life is spent in loving her that never did love me. Oh, then what days of pleasure can I see? Would I had never lived thy face to've seen. Oh, then full happy surely I had been. For never any one under the sun but thou alone could me this wrong have done. 10,000 times more cruel is thy mind than heathens, Jews, or Turks are in their kind, or any one that on the earth doth go. And woe is me, for I have found it so. Yet if thy mind be so perversely bent that nothing can procure my heart's content, know this from me that I have learned of late, no more to dote on her that doth me hate. Zenobia to Tamburlaine ne'er was more dear than thou to me, but now, alas, I find my toil, my sighs and sobs in vain. Why should I love and not be loved again? And now to set a period to my woe, if thou wilt have me, prithee tell me so. If otherwise thou mean'st thy mind it send, resolve me off or on, and there's an end.